Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Cellist and producer Maya Beiser will release her new album, Infinite Bach, on May 26th. Her first recording of the complete solo cello suites of Johann Sebastian Bach, Maya made this album in a converted barn in the Berkshires, recording the suites while exploring the varying frequencies and resonances in the room in order to create layers of sound acoustically. Infinite Bach will be released digitally in full Dolby Atmos spatial sound, available via Apple Music, and in an immersive binaural mix on all other platforms. Maya's also releasing a film for each of the preludes on the album on her YouTube channel, and she joins us now to tell us more about the project. Maya Beiser, welcome back to The Roundtable.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
Tell me how you began revisiting or relearning or re-exploring the Bach suites and what they mean to a cellist to begin with.
Well, you know, these are the most iconic music of any cellist. And I think we all start our journey exploring cello with learning the Bach suites. And so that's really how I began. You know, as a young child growing up in northern Israel under the constant threat of war, I spent a lot of my childhood in shelters, and the cello and Bach music in particular became my refuge from danger and kind of the instability of the world. So that was the context for me of Bach. It was kind of this magical world that I could escape to. But then, you know, as a teenager, I actually felt the need to break away from the constraints of the traditional classical world, which I felt was too dogmatic for me at the time. And I felt that was just, you know, was trying to impose rules, which I'm, you know, a rebel in my bone. So I wanted to create my own rules and really started to explore art and art music and performing and producing and collaborating with a lot of different genres, and, you know, which is sort of how I spent my last 35 years, you know, creating a music which kind of defies genre. And even though it came out of the classical, you know, realm in some way, obviously a cello is a classical instrument, but I've really, as I think hopefully some of your listeners know, if whoever knows my work, that it's been sort of expanding through a lot of different areas and genres. But in 2000, in the end of 2021, during kind of the height of the pandemic, my partner and I started to escape from New York City into upstate New York and the Berkshires. And we ended up buying this magical place in the Berkshires. And literally the first day that I stepped into what was sort of a guest house, but it's really a converted barn, which has incredible acoustics and also just a magical kind of atmosphere. It's surrounded by woods, and it's just beautiful. I immediately felt that I needed to take my cello out and started to play, and I started to play Bach. And then I thought, maybe this is be interesting to see what would happen if I sort of conceive a sort of a different way to create the Bach suites in this space and let the space kind of dictate what's going to happen. And that's how this journey began. And it was a whole year where I really lived with it there. And I didn't want to do what most of us usually do with recordings. Most cellists, you know, you usually go into a recording studio and you just kind of say, okay, I have 3 days and I'm going to record all the Bach cello six suites, you know. And I just didn't want to do that with this kind. I wanted to have an open-ended experiment. So I gave myself a year, and I brought my sound engineer, who has been my collaborator for the last 15 years, and we really experimented with all kinds of ways to record this music. My idea was to really try to create different acoustical environment that would sort of enhance this one solo line of the Bach suite. And so that's kind of what you hear. And we began this whole journey with the prelude of the fourth suite, which is the E-flat major prelude. That was one of those, you know, it's like a deep cut because it's one of the lesser known, and it usually tends to sound quite technical, almost like an etude. And I really imagine the cello sort of like being this giant organ, and I just wanted to create these drones that would naturally happen without having to use any electronics, but just sort of, well, obviously we recorded it, but I wanted to create it all in an acoustic and analog way. So that's how we began this journey, was with that suite.
Could you tell me what you discovered about this music that you were so familiar with? What you learned, what revealed itself to you as you worked with it in this new way and taking, you know, plenty of time with it to feel it through and get it captured the way you were hoping to?
Yeah, so, you know, Sarah, I think that, I mean, I've discovered a lot of things, but I think that one thing that I've already known throughout my life is that I think that we, each of us, experience music in a wholly subjective way. I don't think two people hear music in the same way. Just the way that I don't necessarily think we see colors in the same way, or we see, you know, we experience the world through our own personal lens. And I think music being, you know, the most abstract form of art, there's the experience, the visceral experience of music, I think, is unique to each one of us. And I think it's a reflection of our singular processing, right, of how we perceive the world, our memories, our fears, our known and sometimes unknown story, right? And so I wanted to find that personal way into this music and to create it in such a way that hopefully each one of us, each one of the people who would listen to it could sort of bring their own world into it, which to me meant to try to sort of lift the weight of the tradition out of it, to try to really come to it with a clear palette. Now, that's not an easy thing to do because obviously the weight of the tradition is there. And in particular, I think it's a very, you know, difficult thing with classical music because we, you know, we tend to, you know, as we all know, classic music really is a cover, right? We're covering the same music that was written many, many years ago. And everyone has a different idea of, oh, this is how Bach really heard this music. This is how he really wanted it to be played. And so there are all these, you know, traditions and rules and stuff that we were taught in the conservatory of how this music has to be contextualized. And so to me, the most important thing about all of this was, and that's why I'm calling it Infinite Bach, because I do think that there are infinite possibilities of performing and experiencing this music. I think that Bach is just one of those rare geniuses, right, that tapped into this magical world that's out there. I imagine that, I don't know, in my head, music, there's just like this somewhere up in the atmosphere. There's this area that just where all great music just sort of, you know, floats. And we just sort of have every now and then to tap into it and have the ability to contextualize it and to, you know, experience it and make it into something that we can hear and experience. And I think that was the challenge for me, at least, you know, is to really try to find that. And, you know, we actually started with this thing where I said to my engineer, Dave Cook, and that I wanted to just record 100 different versions of each one of those tracks. So there are six suites, and there are six movements in each suite. So there's really 36 tracks. And my, you know, and we've just spent days just recording them in completely different ways. So every time it was a total different approach. And the thing is, they were all, you know, they're all valid and they're all powerful in their own way. I mean, the hard thing about creating an album is that you actually have to settle on one version, right? Mm-hmm. That just happened to in that one time, you know, and you have to say, okay, this is the version that I'm going to release to the world and where everyone's going to hear. I wish there was a way for people to just, you know, I wish there was a way for me to literally create a different version every day. And maybe one day I'll do that. you know, maybe one day I'll just do this sort of, I don't know, a way where people can just come into and just hear, because I really do think that there are infinite possibilities of how to play this music, how to recreate it, how to, and of course, how we each hear it. So I think that is the thing that I found. And that's why ultimately I decided, yes, I'm ready to release this, because I didn't really think I wanted to release the box with. I always felt that there's a lot of wonderful recordings out there, and I felt that my mission was to kind of take the cello to you know, other places. And you know, but I think that the idea of sort of reshaping this and reforming it in this way that this recording did just became something that I was happy with, and I thought, okay, you know, I'm ready to give this, you know, as a gift to my fans and to anybody who wants to experience this music.
You're also creating and releasing a film for the prelude from each suite. How did that become a part of the project, and what has that been like for you?
Oh, it's been so much fun. So, I mean, I wanted to, again, it came about with this idea that I just wanted to bring people into the process. And so I just decided to create six different, for each prelude, which is really sort of the thing that frames the entire suite, I wanted to create a recording of me performing it. And the videos are being recorded, most of them, except for two, been recorded in my house, in the Berkshires, some outside, some inside, some in the, there's one that is actually in the studio where we recorded everything. And I just sort of brought a lot of different elements to those videos. Actually just released the video of the sixth suite, which was recorded in my incredible bathroom, in one of the bathrooms in the house that is surrounded by these incredible tiles. The approach to all the videos was just to do almost like one, well, pretty much actually, that's what we did, one take of me playing it, and but layering it with in different ways and contextualizing in different ways. So this one where we recorded outside, it was a full moon night, November of last year, and we just went outside into the woods and just recorded it there. Another one, the D minor suite. I've always wanted to record that particular suite while I'm submerged in water. So we recorded me playing that in, well, there's water just being poured on top of me. Obviously, I did not play on my 17th century cello.
I was going to ask what that was like. I did watch that one, and I was wondering.
Did you see that one?
Yeah.
So, you know, we bought a cello from Walmart that we felt we could, you know, just put a lot of water on and not worry about too much because, you know, obviously you would not do that on a precious instrument. But you know, part of it was just, I just wanted to kind of take that preciousness of the idea of the classical music experience, you know, and just do something that felt very real and visceral. And so that was the idea with that.
Was it tricky to do with water pouring down your face, or were you comfortable? You appear very calm.
well, so actually that one, well, first of all, we did it in one take. So what you see is really the video is basically two takes. One dry take, I wore this Rick Owens gown, which I love, and I knew it would look really good when it's all wet because mm-hmm. it's kind of semi-sheer. And we did one take where I'm playing it, you know, dry, so to speak. I mean, without the water. And then my co-director is just, you know, developed this really brilliant sort of mechanism where we had water come from the bottom where I was sitting on this platform, and the water was coming from the bottom and being pumped up and then poured on top of me. And then we just decided we're just going to do it in one take, and that's it. And that's what we did. And so it was actually kind of an exhilarating experience. It was just something so beautiful, and it just felt so great to just be in that zone and just have water just come on top of me mm-hmm. while I play it. So yeah, it was great. We ended up, it was a little bit of a complicated thing because we wanted to slow down the recording. So I actually had to play it twice as fast in order for it to then be able to slow down and still look right. So it wasn't taking that long. It was, you know, the whole piece is about 5 minutes, but the actual filming was 2.5 minutes. So it was just a lot of preparation, you know, so everything would work.
Maya Beiser will release her new album, Infinite Bach, on May 26th. To learn more, visit mayabeiser.com. Some singles are available now, and the videos are on her YouTube page. Once again, mayabeiser.com, the album out on May 26th. It's always wonderful to speak with you, Maya. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Sarah. It's wonderful to talk to you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC. Thank you.